Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center and the 2A Boys State Championship. Right now on the floor, they are announcing the starting lineups for both teams. And again, if you haven't been to the Alaska Airlines Center for one of these big championship events, they do put on a show. They let the kids come running out of a tunnel with a digital screen on it. It's got all sorts of flashing lights and patterns and smoke shooting down from behind. And they have these big giant spark machines that shoot sparks up. And so it almost feels like a Super Bowl kind of atmosphere for all of these young kids who are getting a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come out and run out onto the court. It's the last game of the day. We've had three state championships so far. We had the 1A girls and the 1A boys earlier today. The 1A girls championship was won by the Fort Yukon Eagles, and they won for the second year in a row. They are back-to-back state champions. And the 1A boys state championship taken by the Shaktulik Wolverines over the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Shaktulik, we talked about Paxson Komak being a stone-cold assassin. These Shaktulik Wolverines, they just don't miss. One of the best shooting teams, pure shooting teams, I think I've ever seen at any level. Sensational basketball going on in Shaktulik. The girls actually in the 1A state championship as well. They lost to Fort Yukon. And then earlier, the Seward Seahawks, Lady Seahawks, winning their state championship in their first year at 2A basketball over the Glen Allen Panthers. So a great win for the Seward Seahawks, who rode a 27-game win streak, including playoffs, into today's game. And they win, and so they finish their season winning 28 straight games after losing their first two of the season. And now, one more state championship left in the first week of ASAA championship basketball. That's the 2A Boys Championship, and that's between the Cordova Wolverines and the Unalakleet Wolfpack. Here's your starters for the Cordova Wolverines. First, we'll announce the reserve players. That'll be junior number 3, Dexter Gassman. A sophomore, number 4, Roman Quemado. A sophomore, number 12, Sean Ibanez. A junior, number 22, Danilo So. A senior, number 30, Carl Griffith. And a freshman, number 42, Bo Brunn. And for the Unalakleet Wolfpack, the number 2 seed, coming into the tournament, the number 1 seed coming into the tournament. The reserve players first. A 5'9" guard, number 3, Oliver Ivanoff. A 6-foot guard, number 5, Chase Doty. A 5'6" guard, number 12, Connor Doty. A 5'10" guard, number 21, Trenton Towerock. A 5'10" guard, number 24, Taylor Johnson. A 5'7" guard, number 30, Dane Johnson. And a 5'10" guard, number 32, Russell East Eakin. And here we go. Your starters for the Cordova Wolverines. A senior, number 1, John Itleong. A junior, number 2, Blake Bailey. A senior, number 14, Noah Pearson. A senior, number 20, Thomas Nothstein. And a senior, number 24, Felipe Jacob. And for the number 1 seed, Unalakleet Wolfpack, a 5'11" guard, number 10, Paxson Komak. A 5'11" freshman guard, number 11, Joshua Smith. A 5'10" junior guard, number 14, Bristol Burris. A 5'9" junior guard, number 22, Trevin Soderstrom. and a 6'1" guard, number 34, Isaac Smith. That's your starters. We'll take a 1-minute break. When we come back, it's championship basketball on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. It is time for 2A Boys Championship Basketball. The Unalakleet Wolfpack and the Cordova Wolverines. Cordova in blue with gray trim. They'll be playing right to left in the opening half. And the Unalakleet Wolfpack in all white home uniforms with black trim, they'll be playing left to right. The players greeting one another on the court now, shaking hands, a few leg stretches. It'll be number 14, Bristol Burris, and number 14, Noah Pearson, in on the opening tip. The referee in center court, ball is up, and the tip in and out of bounds off the fingertips of Noah Pearson. So 3 seconds gone and out of bounds play. It'll be Unalakleet ball. Joseph Smith into the right court. Now Paxton Komak, a bounce pass down low, taken away, and a steal that can't be controlled by Felipe Jacob. And Cordova missing an early chance to control a basketball and get a takeaway. It'll be Unalakleet ball. Joseph Smith bounces it, and it goes off of the foot of Traven Soderstrom. Tries the baseline, nothing there. Now Soderstrom again, spinning in the lane, has to get rid of it. A three-pointer for Komak is short, but the ball caroms out to Joshua Smith. And now another three for Komak. That rolls and falls. And so it's 3-0, Unalakleet on top. Soderstrom comes out and gives Itliong a bunk, no call. Itliong into the paint, drives into the near wing. Ball is poked loose. Cordova controls it. And now they get it into the far corner. A drive baseline, spinning up and underneath. Shot is high by Felipe Jacob. And then racing back the other way comes Soderstrom for Unalakleet, his shot high and off the glass. And the rebound to Blake Bailey. Itliong back in the left court, in between the circles, calling up a play, a feed over the top, and a bunny layup is missed by Noah Pearson. And Joshua Smith has a rebound, two now. In the right court, Unalakleet ball. They lead 3-0 with 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Joshua Smith, and they work it around to Burris. He'll try baseline, sneaks out all the way around. Komak thought about a three, and then he has the ball poked away by John Itliong. 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. Komak inbounds to Smith, and he'll dribble it far to near through the logo. Komak, a cut to the basket, high off the glass, and the rebound to Felipe Jacob. Itliong in the paint, a floater is in. And so it is 3-2. Cordova trailing by one. Smith tries the near baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out and around to the far wing. That's Soderstrom. He'll drive inside. Has to get rid of it. Burris now at the wing and back up top to Joseph Smith. Joshua Smith, excuse me. Smith from the logo bounces it in. Soderstrom gashing his way down, and he's fouled going up to the cup, showing explosive speed attacking the rim. Foul is on Thomas Nolstein. That is his first. And that is now one on Cordova. At the line, it's Trayvon Soderstrom to shoot the free throw as he makes the first one. And the lead is 4-2. Soderstrom lines up the second free throw. It's high and off the back of the rim. Itliong the rebound. A loose ball, but Itliong picks it back up. In the backcourt, now jogging it right to left. Wearing the pink Nike sneakers. In the logo, crossing over, knifing his way into the paint, attacks the rim, off the glass and in. Itliong, 2 points, and we are tied at four. Joshua Smith to Isaac Smith, and now Burris at the near wing, hands it off to Paxson Komak. Out near the sideline, near side, cross court pass to Smith. Smith will back it out. Far side pass, that is Soderstrom. Lane cut off at the baseline, underhands it to Isaac Smith, and now Burris. He'll try to get into the paint, nothing there. Hands it off to Soderstrom. Komak, top of the key. Backdoor pass, Joshua Smith, a floater, short, and then a kick ball. Goes all the way out to Isaac Smith. Loose ball tipped and picked up by Cordova. Thomas Nolstein and John Itliong brings it into the left court. Far side, Felipe Jacob wants a three-pointer, and he knocks it in. And Cordova on top, 7-4. Paxson Komak in the right court, weaving his way into the lane for a layup. Paxson Komak now 5 points, and it's a 7-6 lead for Cordova with 3:43 left in the first quarter. John Itliong, the far wing in the right left court, gets it to Jacob Felipe, and now Blake Bailey, a pull-up jumper just inside the arc off the back of the rim, and Isaac Smith the rebound. Uniloquly trailing by one, brings it up court, far sideline, pull-up jumper, three-pointer, banged in by Paxson Komak, and he has 8. And it is 9-7, Uniloquid back in front. In the left court, Itliong crossing over, getting inside the paint, spinning, floating jumper off the front of the rim, and Bristol Burris chases down his first rebound. Paxson Komak jogging into the left court, thought about a pull-up three straight away. Instead, he goes to Burris at the far wing. Burris driving into the lane, shoots one as he's fading to the side. It's short, and the rebound to Noah Pearson. Cordova into the near corner in the left court. Up top for Bailey. Bailey, cross court. Jacob, another three as he got two. That one's off the back of the rim. Noah Pearson saves it from going out of bounds, but it goes right to Uniloquit. Paxson Komak bring it up the far side. And now they will cycle it through the circles. Top of the key, bounce underneath into the near side. That's Isaac Smith, and back up to Soderstrom. Ball swatted away, but it goes right to Isaac Smith. He wants a three off the front of the rim, and jumping in for the rebound is Blake Bailey. He's got 2. 1:57 left in the first quarter. Uniloquit on top, 9-7 in the boys' 2A state championship. In the left court, Cordova ball. Thomas Nolstein outside the near wing, over the top, down low for Felipe. Felipe underneath has to get rid of it, and he's called for a foul. I think he threw an elbow, and that is now one on Felipe Jacob, and a media timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute. It's high school basketball on the river. Alaska Airlines Center. It is 9-7, a Uniloquit lead in the first quarter. A minute 38 remains. Paxson Comac takes the inbound pass and jogs it up the near sideline, left to right. Pass inside, taken away by Felipe Jacob. Now Itliong will gather it, and he'll go to work on Comac. Top of the key, the two are ISO. Itliong near side for Jacob. Driving, goes against the big man Isaac into the paint. Shot is off the side of the rim, but Bailey, or no, excuse me, that is Pearson, climbs the ladder between two bigger boys and pulls down the rebound, and then he's fouled on the putback. That is on Isaac Smith, one on him. And now one on Uniloquit, Noah Pearson at the line. First free throw, bricks off the back of the rim. 4 points for John Itliong, three for Felipe Jacob. And for Uniloquit, 8 points for Paxson Comac. The second rebound, second free throw is, touches every part of the rim but the inside, and then it goes out and off the fingertips of Isaac Smith, so it'll be Cordova ball, a second chance here. Itliong to inbound underneath the Cordova, or the Uniloquit basket, to Jacob in the far corner. Picks it up, hands it over to Itliong, and then a backdoor cut as Jacob dashed to the rim, and he has another bucket. He's got five, and it's 9-9. Here's Paxson Comac spinning in the paint in the right wing, kicks it out. Smith, a three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim, and the rebound to Itliong. He's got two. Itliong to Pearson, goes right at the defender, and an offensive foul. So Noah Pearson now with one, and that is three on the Wolverines. Bristol Burris doing a great job to get back and absorb that contact. Paxson Comac to dribble it into the right court. Pass across to the far side. Bristol Burris, and now into Comac in the far corner. Under 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. We're tied at 9. Comac dribbles all the way around the arc to the near side, hands it off to Soderstrom. Soderstrom loses the handle, but Joshua Smith is right there to pick it up. Smith driving right side, nothing. Comac, a catch and shoot three off the rim, and Pearson the rebound. 5 seconds ahead. Nothstein, a three at the buzzer, is short. And we are tied 9-9 as we head to the second quarter. Back in 1 minute on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. It is the boys 2A state championship. Cordova and Unalakleet were tied at 9 after one quarter of play. Good defense by Cordova as Unalakleet scored 25 points in their opening quarter yesterday against Seward. Cordova ball. And Itliong up the far sideline. A bounce inside. Jacob takes it to the rim. Felipe now with 7 points. Back in the right court. Unalakleet ball. Cordova leading by 2, their largest lead of the game. A drive into the paint. That was Tomarock. And now Bristol Burris. A floater is in and out. He gets his own rebound. Ball out to Comac in the near corner. He'll drive baseline. And a foul called on Thomas Nothstein. That's 2 on Nothstein and 1 on Cordova in the second quarter.
Cordova Wolverines number 1, John Itliong.
Oh, they charge it to Itliong. Inbound pass is swatted away, picked up by Bayer by Pearson. So Itliong with the ball back in the left court, guarded very closely, caught in a double team and a foul as Joshua Smith and Traven Soderstrom slapped away at him. Foul charge to Soderstrom, that's his first, and that's 1 on Unalakleet in the second quarter. 7 minutes and 1 second to play in the first half. Cordova leading 11-9. A high arcing pass inbound is not a good one, and it's taken away by Paxton Comac. He'll jog it left to right into the right court, top of the key, and he throws it away unless it can be saved. No, a travel. Traven Soderstrom almost saved it, but shuffled the feet as he was about to go into the backcourt. So inbounding in front of the scoreboard opposite where we sit at half court is Bailey to Itliong. Itliong working to the far side. Trapped up against the sideline by Soderstrom. Finds Felipe Jacob, who hands it right back. Itliong toward the top of the key. Inside, pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. Jacob the rebound, and he goes right back to the cup. Another rebound, another putback. Another rebound and another putback. All three missed. And Felipe Jacob, a force down low with the rebounds. He gets 3 offensive rebounds and is finally fouled. First free throw up and in. And when we say big man, we're not messing around. He looks like he's sitting around 220. Second free throw, up and in. So Felipe Jacob now with 9 points, leading all scorers. Unalakleet ball, Paxton in the right court. They work it around to Tomarock, and now back to Paxton, top of the key. He'll dribble it to the near wing. Tries to pull up there. Up top, Tomarock now into the far wing. Soderstrom hands it off, catch and shoot 3 for Comac off the front of the rim. Burris, the rebound at the low post. Underhands it back out, Soderstrom. Driving into the lane from the far wing is Tomarock, his shot short, and another rebound for Noah Pearson. Give him 4. Corner 3 from the far side. Bounces up off the back of the rim and in. Bailey Blake, his first bucket, and it's a dramatic one. And it is now 16-9. Cordova on top. Paxton Comac, an answering 3 off the backboard. And Nothstein has the rebound. underneath. It Leong spins the shot off the back of the rim. Rebound to Joshua Smith. He has three.
Joshua Smith, the rebound of the Wolverines.
16-9. Cordova on top. A roller by Paxton off the back of the rim. And Cordova takes it back. A timeout called by the Cordova bench so they can get some subs in.
Ladies and gentlemen, a timeout on the floor.
We would like to make sure that the Bristol Bay Native Corporation is thanked for this broadcast. This boys 2A high school championship basketball game broadcast is supported by Bristol Bay Native Corporation, sharing a promise to steward our region and our native way of life. Always more than a corporation. Learn more at BBNC's website. 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first half. The Cordova Wolverines, who came in as the number four seed, I believe. I have to double check. They came in as the number three seed. They upset the number two seed Metlakatla Chiefs in overtime last night. And then they are en route potentially to an upset of the number one seed, Unalakleet Wolfpack, here tonight in the 2A state championship. Leading scorers right now, Felipe Jacob, the big man, the forward, with 9 points and four rebounds. And they have put up 7 points in the second quarter to Unalakleet's zero. It Leong in the left court, out of the timeout, bounces it to Felipe. At the near wing, he'll direct traffic, trying to create space, gets into the paint, goes up, shot blocked, picked up by Pearson, then a straightaway three, banged in by Nothstein. And it is 19-9. Cordova opens up a 10-point lead and a gash to the basket by Oliver Ivanov for Unalakleet on the court for the first time. And he is fouled. Foul is charged to Felipe Jacob, and that is two on him. Two on the Wolverines. And boy, is that a problem? Because Felipe Jacob, 9 points and four rebounds. They can't miss him. Oliver Ivanov missing the first free throw. So the score remains 19-9. And he makes the second. First point of the second quarter. 4 minutes in for Unalakleet. Cordova ball, It Leong to Jacob, near side, head fake, driving inside, goes right to the rim, misses, but the tip in by Noah Pearson, and it's 21-10, an 11-point lead now for Cordova. Paxton Comack slips as he goes to the lane from the far near side, so he's called for the travel. The referee comes out and checks the floor. Because obviously Comack slipping is not good. It Leong in the backcourt will advance it up the near side to Felipe Jacob. Jacob, hey, shake and bake into the low post. Spinning now up top, back to It Leong. It Leong crossing over, step back three is short off the front of the rim. And the rebound ripped away by Pearson. And now Jacob. An offensive foul. Bristol Burris, and that is three fouls on Felipe Jacob. He's going to have to go to the bench. And that really cramps the Cordova style. What a body sacrifice by Bristol Burris, getting in front of the big man and taking the hit. It'll be Unalakleet ball. They trail by 11 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Paxton Comack at the near wing in the right court. Dribbles up top, Cross-court pass to Ivanov. He'll work his way inside, and an offensive foul the other way. Blake Bailey says, I'll see what you got, and I'll do you one better. So that foul on Ivanov. And that is now two on the Wolfpack, three on the Wolfpack in the second quarter. It'll be Cordova ball, 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Coming into the game for Cordova is Dexter Gassman, the junior. Inbound pass from Pearson to Itleon, guarded by Ivanov. Itleon crossing over, bring it across the timeline, right to left. Now pass into the far corner for Bailey. Bailey thought about the step back three. Instead, he'll just drive baseline, puts up the floater high off the glass, and it goes in and out. And Isaac Smith the rebound. Paxson Comac, a half-court pass to a backdoor running Joshua Smith. And that was a beautiful bucket. 21-12 now as Itleon dials up a play up the near sideline, has it poked away. Ball loose, and it's going to be picked up by Unalakleet. Burris under the basket, and an easy bucket. And that's now four quick points for Unalakleet, under 2 minutes to play. And the lead cut from 11 down to 7. A minute 45 now. Itleon calling for a play to Pearson in the far corner in the left court. Step back, cross-court pass. Stripped away from Nothstein by Isaac Smith. And the big man trundles into the right court and hands it off in the far corner to Ivanov. Ivanov spinning away from contact. Back to the big man Smith at the near far wing. And around to Paxson Comac at the near wing. Inside, ball in and out of the hands of the freshman Joshua Smith, and stolen away by Pearson. 107 to play. Pearson brings it across half court, gets right in, pulls up at the 15-foot mark. Shot is short, rebound to Bailey. Caroms out. Now a three-pointer for Pearson is short. And the rebound picked up by Joshua Smith. He's got four. Paxson Comac, 45 seconds at the near wing in the right court. Isaac Smith driving into the paint. Goes straight up, shot blocked by Pearson. The own putback. Isaac Smith with his first basket, and that's six straight for Unalakleet. So Cordova, and a ball stolen away by Isaac Smith in the left court. Paxson Comac, a straightaway three, shot partially blocked. Out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to say it's Cordova ball. That should be Unalakleet, as that was partially blocked before it went out of bounds. So a break for the Wolverines. 10 seconds to play. Itleong in the far backcourt, far sideline. Walks it across half court. Finds Bailey. 2 seconds. Bailey, turnaround jumper at the buzzer is off the mark. And your first half score is 21-16. Cordova Wolverines on top of the Unalakleet Wolfpack in the 2A Boys State Championship. We'll be back in 1 minute with your halftime report on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. Nick Sorrell here on the broadcast for you, along with our broadcast producer, John Sally, back in the River Studio here in Anchorage. At the halftime break, the Cordova Wolverines on top 21-16 over the number one seed Unalakleet Wolfpack. Unalakleet, a fast-paced team, and Cordova really doing a fantastic job of keeping Paxson Komak and company off their game. And the defense has been stifling, but at the same time, with Felipe Jacob on the court for the Wolfpack, or excuse me, for the Wolverines, the Cordova was outscoring Unalakleet by 9 in the second quarter. They'd outscored them 9-0. Well, when Jacob had to go out because of foul trouble, he has 3 fouls, the Wolfpack then turn around and they uncork 6 straight points. And so it's very indicative of the impact that Felipe Jacob will have on this game in the second half. He obviously is going to have to come back into the game at some point with the 3 fouls, and it's probably going to be sooner than later if what we're seeing holds true, and that is that when Unalakleet has a chance to operate without the Cordova big man on the floor, they're clearly going to continue to take advantage of it and surge, get to the rim, and that's what's happened is the interior protection has vanished for Cordova. And also Isaac Smith, who is perhaps the only other player on the court who has more body mass than Felipe Jacob, only has 1 foul, so he's on the court, no problem. And with the 1 big man out there for Unalakleet, but no big man for Cordova, well, now problems are created, and Cordova unable to match up in the way that they would probably like to. So at the halftime break, again, it's 21-16, Cordova on top. 9 points for each team in the first half, or in the first quarter, and then Cordova outscoring Unalakleet 12-7 in the second quarter. And we'll run down your scores here. We'll start with Unalakleet, 1 point for Oliver Ivanoff, 8 points for Paxson Komak, 2 points and 4 rebounds for Joshua Smith, 2 points and 3 rebounds for Bristol Burris, 1 point for Traven Soderstrom, and 2 points and 3 rebounds for the big man Isaac Smith. For the Cordova Wolverines, 4 points and 2 rebounds for John Itliong, 3 points and 3 rebounds for Blake Bailey, 2 points and 4 rebounds for Noah Pearson, 3 points, 1 rebound for Thomas Nothstein, and 9 points and 4 rebounds for the big man Felipe Jacob. That is your halftime report. And we want to make sure that we mention that this Boys 2A High School Championship basketball game broadcast is supported by Bristol Bay Native Corporation, sharing a promise to steward our region and our way of life, always more than a corporation. Learn more on BBNC's website. That's Bristol Bay Native Corporation, supporting this championship basketball broadcast. We'll be back with the third quarter in about 8 minutes on the River.